Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies and home of the five-star technician, online at cropmetcalf.com. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, and the birthday boy, Johnny Cakes Auville.
Yeah, looking festive. I'm standing on second base at 49.
Let's hope.
I'm planning on
That's optimistic.
98. No chance that happens. Physically impossible.
Well, you have no idea of your genetic history.
Zero.
Can't bode
well. What if you came from a long line of people
that lived to like 110?
105.
That lived to 110.
It's possible.
That lived
to
100.
Well, you'd settle for the sportscaster that just passed, Jack Whitaker. I think he was 94, passed away. They just said natural causes in his sleep.
Well, yeah, 94. I would tend to think natural causes get you.
I think, although it might all be equal. It's probably all equal when it comes down to it.
I think if you were just sleeping and then all of a sudden you just weren't sleeping anymore, that's probably a pretty good way to go.
You would think, but maybe it's painful that last minute or two when you're not breathing.
Could be.
Yeah, you could gasping for air.
Could be gasping and no one's helping
right.
you. You're looking
so
for some help.
Sleeping around
I get some
you.
Help in here. And they just call it natural causes.
But, yeah, because your body's only designed to last a certain amount of time.
It would be amazing if you're just now landing on second base. That would be amazing.
Highly improbable.
Highly improbable.
Don't you have a ridiculous ticker?
It's pretty good.
You have a good heart. At least he did back in his marathon running days. It may have suffered a toll here of the last 7 years.
Very possible.
How are you on cholesterol and those type of things?
Not great on cholesterol. Stop taking the meds.
Boys, yeah, why?
Rolling the dice. Just,
why?
I didn't think they were necessary.
Cakes!
I'm thumbing my nose at modern medicine. Dr. Cakes said...
Have you changed your diet?
Not really.
Oh, Cakes, you need to go get
not
a check.
Not particularly.
All right. I don't want to get into health.
Here's how much I haven't changed my diet. I went to the Dutch market in Germantown over the weekend and made our purchase, and then I realized that I hadn't bought bacon and sausage, and I immediately went back in and bought bacon and sausage.
Just thumbing his nose at his high cholesterol.
Because it's delicious, and I felt like I had to
But
have
at least
it.
If you were taking your cholesterol medicine, you could maybe feel somewhat better about it.
Your boy's a ticking time bomb.
Was it really high? I remember way back, first time any junkie ever mentioned cholesterol, it was EB had like a 242. I think it had its own Twitter account during the HFS
I don't
days.
Remember the number, but I think it was somewhat high.
Yeah. Definitely in a two.
I got to go back to see Dr. M.
Yeah.
It's about time for a visit. See what the man, get the state of affairs.
All right. Otherwise, we're just going to go down a whole morbid road here.
Yeah,
let's get off it. Let's try to be entertaining, Cakes.
Would love for you to entertain me.
Let's talk about the world of Hollywood and entertainment. Of course, we always like to start off the week with the box office report.
By the way, you're sponsored now, EB. Don't sleep on the fact that you're sponsored by Second Chance Addiction Care.
Love that.
If alcohol or drugs is affecting your health, family, or work, or you picked up a DUI, get help today. Call Second Chance Addiction Care. At 301-983-5130 or visit secondchancecare.com. They sponsor the entertainment.
What about a caffeine addiction?
I don't think any addiction is good.
Poker addiction?
Poker probably better for you than some of the other vices.
Daily fantasy sports addiction.
I don't know how that could hurt you other than your finances.
Yes. It could certainly hurt those.
It could affect you in the respect that you're spending so much time
sedentary
doing it,
lifestyle.
You're not spending any time with the people that should be spending time
true.
With. But Cakes does.
No, I'm spending plenty of time with the family, but also spending plenty of time with DFS sweats and fantasy drafts.
Now, if he had a regular Joe job that was like 9 to 5 and he still spent the amount of time with his addictions, then all of a sudden he'd be spending no time with his family.
Addictions is an ugly word. How about, let's go vices.
Okay.
Vices Good Boys, number one at the box office. Is that one of the movies Kevin gave 4.5 stars to? I thought he gave two 4.5 stars.
What is Good Boys about?
Don't know. Did $21 million. Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw. Did another $14 billion so far in 3 weeks. That's made $133.
I don't think he reviewed Good Boys.
Good Boys, right, by the way, is like a coming-of-age comedy.
Yeah,
I think it's directed by Seth Rogen.
Yeah, it's done by Seth Rogen.
It's like the
middle school Superbad.
It looks butt funny.
I'm shocked Kevin didn't review
that one.
The Lion King did another $11 million so far, cakes in 5 weeks. That's made $496 million. The Angry Birds movie 2 did another $10 million. So far, that's made $16 million, cakes. Would you have given that thumbs up or thumbs down?
Valdez and I, we would have had to look at the numbers. The yes, no men would have had to look at the original budget.
Budget is about $65 million.
And what has it made so far?
$16 million.
Oh, yeah. I'm guessing we probably would have said that budget looks a little. Now, it's easy to say.
Well, no, you're saying that in hindsight. Yeah, you're saying that in hindsight.
No, let's rewind. You have to look. Valdez and I, we would have said, not a fan, the bloated budget.
Yes.
But it might have made a lot of money.
But hold on. I would have said,
original,
not a fan, because Angry Birds was cool 10 years ago.
That, too.
I mean, does anybody play Angry Birds?
No, but I'm still playing
Words with Nerds.
Yeah, still
playing. What about Candy Crush? My wife started playing Candy Crush the other day. Yeah, because my daughter put it on her phone, and then she started playing it.
Don't you have to bug all your friends on Facebook for, like, Candy Crush stuff?
Well, I don't know how
that
works.
If you're desperate, yes.
I don't know
how you never do that. You just wait until you get your next life, Valdez.
Nobody's Pokemon going anymore. Are they walking around trying to...
I saw a story that some guy got in a car accident. He had 8 phones going with Pokemon Go.
That's you living the dream. 8 phones.
Yeah, and he wrecked his car. Did you see the video, the viral video of the guy that was texting that drove into the pole? That video went viral.
I saw that
again. Yeah. I watched it.
Was that Drab in Florida a few years back?
No. That Drab wasn't texting. He just drove into the pole. He backed in the pole.
This is bad driving.
Yeah. This is an interesting story here. Using emojis. Pay attention here, Adam. Using emojis in text messages can enhance the odds of relationship and sexual success, according to a scientific study. Researchers at the Kinsey Institute concluded two separate studies.
Right over there.
They surveyed 5,000 participants, and then they followed up with a second analysis of 275 adults. And they found that 38% of people never use emojis, 29% use them occasionally.
Unfun people.
28% use them regularly. And they found that those that use them regularly are more likely to have second dates, kiss their suitors, and have a higher number of sexual partners.
Now, this is trivial, but I'm the only person in my family with a silly Android. Everybody else has Apple.
Yeah.
And I can't send them all of the silly bitmojis of your boy because they all have Apple phone. It won't accept them.
You know, I have emojis on mine.
Listen to me, Ricky. I have 1 billion like personalized bitmojis of my bald head doing whatever.
Who made those for you?
It's an app.
Valdez, I'm not up on the latest.
It's an app. But I can't send them to anybody in my family because they all have Apple phones and I have a stupid Android.
So it only works with other Android guys?
I guess.
That doesn't make sense.
It's a big waste.
It doesn't make sense.
I'll tell you this.
It should work across platform.
I'm in the category of almost never uses emojis. Occasionally I do the thumbs up. acknowledging somebody.
I'm a big thumbs up fist guy.
I did use one today on a tweet and I felt really guilty.
But you might
bad
get to bang
it.
Your tweeter.
No, it wasn't even that. It was about the Nats bullpen and I was kind of defending Davey and saying, well, it's not like he had many choices early in the season because he had Rosenthal. And I just didn't feel like typing up bear claw.
Right.
I typed up bear, and then a little bear popped up.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, the bear emoji, and I wrote claw.
That's so stupid.
I like it, JP.
And that actually took more.
He also spells
you know what?
His
you didn't
name.
Want to look up how
his
to spell bear claw.
Like B-A-R-A-C-L-O-U-G-A.
So you didn't want to look that up?
I didn't want to. Yeah, it just didn't feel
like it. You just did bear claw.
The bitmoji part is better. I like it. Use as many emojis as you can.
Here's the key question, though. Do you use emojis when you're texting and sliding into other girls' DMs?
Not very often.
Ah!
So I think I should up my emoji
you
game.
You need to up your emoji game.
With like the winky face? Or does it say specifically which of them?
No, it doesn't matter. Just start using them more.
Just put every single emoji. in your message?
It just shows, I don't know, maybe a little more personality. Your personality's awful.
Yeah, it shows you're maybe lighthearted and whimsical.
Have some fun with it.
I'm looking through our texts here. Adam is, I don't think he's ever sent me an emoji.
I'm definitely not sending it to dudes.
Guy is weird.
No, because guy, no.
Guys send emojis.
I'll send a thumbs up or a fist pump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a golf emoji. Yeah. Or like a
crab emoji.
A mug of beer or something.
No, he's not going to send you like a heart or a kiss with a heart coming out of it.
No, of course not. But it's not in. He's clearly not using them when he texts people.
It's not
dude, that could be a major leak in your game.
Yeah, you need to upgrade there.
You need to get some emojis in there. You need to get the like winks and I don't know what else.
I mean, I'm thinking a lot about it right now.
Yeah, you should be.
Right.
EB just gave you a study and said your chances are going to go up.
Now,
use more emojis.
Do you think it's something you just throw it at the end of the sentence, like an exclamation point? You know,
I don't know. Just use them like every other human.
You're
asking
about 50-year-olds.
I don't know. Like if you're laughing or something, put a laughing emoji.
Exactly. Something that's funny. Yeah. Do like a funny face.
Oh, you know what? I forgot. He's stupid. And we need to go all this after everything.
So, something that's kind of has some innuendo, maybe a winky.
Right. By the way, what is your direct message game? You just see a random.
I thought they couldn't accept your DM unless they follow you.
Something?
No, it's all about you watch other people's stories and then you send them a thought or a quote or just. You can send emojis on Instagram. Right. I've done that, but not really in my sentences.
I can only imagine.
Not in my sentences.
Why don't you just send a bunch of eggplants?
Because I don't have an eggplant. I've got like a. An egg roll.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That could be a big problem, too. Could be. Anyway, up your emoji game, okay, stupid?
All right.
Give that a try.
Yeah, don't use your language, okay? Look, don't use your sentences.
You know what? That's a great thought, is that talking actually hurts Adam.
Right.
The more he talks.
Pictures.
Yeah, the more he talks, the less attracted a girl gets.
Right.
So why not just use pictures and emojis?
She can see your terrible grammar and your terrible punctuation.
So many misspellings.
Yeah. Your spelling
awful sentence syntax.
Adam, since you're making more money now, you clearly are upping your bets. You bet Cakes $50 earlier in the show. Would you like to double up your getting laid bet?
No.
I don't know if I'll do that.
You want to buy out on that
stand.
One?
No double jeopardy.
Do you want to buy out on that? You want to get out
jeopardy.
Early? How much is the bet for?
25.
25? Would you let him buy out for 15 right now?
20.
If he paid you to 20, you get out of it today.
No, I'm going to swing for the fences. I got two more weeks.
Yeah.
It's preseason.
You
come
got
on.
Plenty of time. Well, plenty of stretch.
You've had all of 2019. All right, I know our next guest wouldn't be betting on you.
I only got a couple stories.
Radio.com sports betting insider Nick Costas is going to join us here in the Junk.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. A guy who's a sports betting insider for Radio.com. Brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. It's Nick Costas. What's up, Nick?
What's going on, guys? How we doing? Happy Monday morning.
Happy Monday. Fired up for the NFL season. Once you start, you get fired up for the first preseason game, and then once you get into the middle of preseason, you're like, let's get to the actual season because guys don't play much. I'm wondering, when you get to like the regular season, how do you factor in all these holdouts and things? I mean, I guess you wait to the last minute to make some bets, but how do you think this is all going to play out for guys like Zeke and Gordon here in D.C.? There's Trent Williams holding out. How do you factor this all into the equation?
Well, it's a great question, and I kind of think that you have to take them all individually, right? And you can kind of look at the betting markets and kind of see where lines are moving, right? And I know this doesn't exactly answer the question that you asked, but Andrew Luck, for example, right, the quarterback of the Colts. He's not holding out, but he's got this mysterious injury. It's like a game of operation. One day it's an ankle, then it's a calf, then it's a shoulder. His head's going to fall off sooner or later, like the knife from Monty Python. That line is actually not moved at all. It's kind of held steady at 3. That Dallas Cowboys line against the Giants is held steady at around -7.5. Now, if we got news, obviously, let's say Ezekiel Elliott says, I'm not playing week number one. There's nothing they can do. There's no money they can give me. I expect Zeke to be out there, but then we probably see a little bit of movement towards the Giants on that side if Zeke were not going to play in the game. So I don't think I think it's probably a little premature at this point to kind of get too wrapped up in it. There's a lot of time in between now and the regular season. We got to see how the Antonio Brown situation is going to play out. I will say, though, out of all of the holdouts, the one that concerns me the most, Trent Williams, obviously, because he seems to be just scorched earth on the Redskins organization, but Melvin Gordon as well. Those would be the two that I would be looking at. But honestly, like, over the course of a 16-game season, losing Melvin Gordon would hurt the Chargers. But I think for week one against the Colts, Austin Eckler and Justin Jackson could do a nice job. So the Chargers and the Redskins, those are the two that I'm monitoring the most as far as these holdouts are concerned.
So, Nick, for those reasons you just mentioned for the Redskins with Trent Williams holding out, at the 6.5 for the season-long total bet, I'm guessing you're going to want to come in on the under on that bet instead of the over, especially because he's holding out and it doesn't look like he's going to be back anytime soon, if at all.
You know, I would love to make a case for the over on the Washington Redskins. I had the over for the Redskins last season, and that was obviously sitting pretty at 6-2 when Alex Smith still had two functional legs. That bet was looking great. I would love to make a case for it this year because I think that defense, specifically the front seven, is extremely underrated. But this offense right now, especially without Trent Williams, it's like, what is there to be excited about? And I know that the big debate right now is it going to be Keenum? Is it going to be Haskins? If you throw Haskins out there right now, this offensive line stinks. And I'm from New York Giants fan. I hope that doesn't alienate me amongst the Redskins nation. But, I mean, I can tell you guys right now, Ereck Flowers ain't nothing to write home about. You know, Garen Christian, not looking great in the last preseason game. This offensive line is not great. And it's not like this is, you know, the fun bunch in the 80s with, you know, with all those great wide receivers and Mark Rippon pulling the trigger at quarterback. There are not a lot of weapons on this offense. So I don't know that I'm like rushing to bet the under because I have a lot of respect for Jake Gruden and that defense. But how can you get excited about this offense right now? Answer, you can't.
Yeah, but I saw you tweet this. You do love the under in week one in the Skins-Eagles game because of those reasons that you mentioned.
Oh, absolutely. And again, I think that the Redskins defense is getting slept on in a major way. Because I think, obviously, people are focused on the quarterbacks. They're always focused on Dan Snyder and Bruce Allen. But I think kind of what's fallen by the wayside is this defense is pretty darn good. And, you know, everyone just expects week one, the Eagles to just absolutely whack them Sunday, September 8th at the link. I think the Eagles are going to win the game, so please don't confuse what I'm saying. But I think the Redskins' defense should be able to do enough to hold them to under 30 points, let's say, because I don't see, barring some kind of like special teams or defensive score, which obviously is within the realm of possibility, the Redskins ain't cracking 17 points in that game. The total's 46.5. 30 plus 17 would be 47 to get you over the total. It's one of my favorite bets right now for week number one, under 46.5 Redskins and Eagles. And I can't believe I'm saying this, guys, but I kind of think the Redskins will lose the game, but I think that they have the opportunity to keep it close. So if I had to take a side in that game, I would actually take the points with the Redskins.
We're joined by Nick Costas, Radio.com Sports Betting Insider, brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. You know, I'm looking at some of these totals for week one in the NFL. Is it smarter? Now, I hate betting unders because they're not fun. I like to see points, but is week one, like 2, 3, and 4, are those the best weeks to hit unders because teams are still trying to, you know, find their legs and get on, into a groove offensively? Are unders the play early in the NFL?
I think that that's certainly a narrative that you can look at, right? And that there may be some trends recently to maybe support that, but I don't necessarily know that I buy that. And here's the reason why. I think you have to give a lot of respect to the people that are setting these lines out in Las Vegas. And it's not like college football, right, where you've got 120 some odd teams. So there are going to be conferences. There are going to be schools that are a little overlooked, you know, and where you can potentially find edges. In the NFL, everyone knows everything about all 32 teams. Everyone is super prepared. If you're betting, you're playing fantasy. People are very invested in every single NFL game. So I don't think that there's a lot of edge to be gleaned in that, just because I think that kind of thing is already baked into the numbers. And I'll just throw this out there. I know you're saying about the unders early on here. You know, I gave you the one underplay that I really like. There's an over that I really liked, and I've had circles for a while, and it's that Niners-Bucks game in Tampa. I think the Niners are going to score 30 points. points in that game. Bucks, I think, could score in the high 20s into the 30s. That total, I believe, is 49 or 49 and a half as it stands right now. I think that game's going to be played in the upper 50s, maybe even the 60s. So I do like that one under Redskins-Eagles, but there's also that over that I'm looking at as well for week one.
You're still confident even after the reports that Jimmy G threw five straight picks in practice?
Yeah, I don't care at all because the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense is honestly, it's not good. Like, there's a chance that they'll be good next year, and I know that they've got the coaching change, right? But they don't really have the horses on the defense, and I love the rookie Devin White, the rookie out of LSU. But you tell me how, like, that Bucs defense is going to prevent the Niners and Kyle Shanahan and that offense, which put up points last year, guys, with Nick Mullins and C.J. Beathard. They are going to score in the high 20s into the 30s, I think, in week one. I think that game goes way over the total.
And, Nick, this is just a side fantasy note. I think Tampa Bay with Jameis Winston and Bruce Arians coming in there. Now, I don't really like Winston as a number one quarterback, as a franchise guy, but I think he's going to put up numbers not only because he's got weapons around him, but as you mentioned, that defense is so bad. They're going to be playing from behind in so many situations. He's going to be airing the ball out, I would guess, through a majority of the season.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I think Mike Evans is obviously going to have a big season. And Chris Godwin, you know, the third-year receiver out of Penn State, whom I really liked for a couple of years now, is set to absolutely explode. You know, I think fantasy-wise, once you get past, you know, the top two tight ends in Kelce and Kittle, and I know Zach Ertz is kind of thought of there as well, and the Goddard injury kind of helps that a little bit. O.J. Howard, to me, is the next best guy, and I think O.J. Howard's going to catch double-digit touchdown passes this season for the Bucs. And if you'll allow me here, just because I really like this guy and actually took him in a draft recently, on the other side of that game, Jalen Hurd, the former Tennessee and Baylor running back and slot receiver, is like 6'6", 250. He's playing the slot right now in that Niners offense with Trent Taylor injured. I think he is a great late-round pick, especially in PPR formats. And I think he's going to make an immediate impact with Trent Taylor sidelined in that Niners offense.
Nick, your guy Daniel Jones is getting a lot of buzz. What's the over-under on Eli starts this year?
You know, it really depends on, you know, John Mara and his current and his fascination at the time, I guess, with Eli Manning. You know, all you need to know about this Daniel Jones situation can be summed up in Pat Shurmur's post-game quotes after the preseason game the other night against the Chicago Bears. When asked who was going to start in the opener, basically Shurmur goes, "Well, you heard the owner." Pat Shurmur and Giants fans want no part of Eli Manning. And guys, this is a sensitive subject for me. Lifelong Giants fan. Eli Manning's my favorite athlete of all time. But I think we have to accept facts at this point. Eli Manning's done. He's washed up. Even when he had time to throw the ball last year, he couldn't get the job done. Daniel Jones might not be the second coming, like he might not be Cam Newton as a rookie, but at least he can move around. He has functional mobility, which we need in the Pat Shurmur offense. So, I mean, my hope is if Eli has a terrible start to the season, that the Giants ownership, because it's not going to be Pat Shurmur, guys, it's got to be John Mara and it's got to be Dave Gettleman, the GM, have the gumption, the testicular fortitude to say, pull this guy out of the lineup like Ben McAdoo tried to do a couple seasons ago. So my hope is if Eli's not doing well, get him out of the lineup. Get Daniel Jones in. It's time for the future. The past is in the past. The two Lombardi trophies are great, but this team has got to move forward at some point, and I'm hoping it's sooner rather than later.
Nick, what's your take on the Cardinals? I see their season-long win total. Last year they won three games. This year they're projected to win 5.5. It's at the book that I'm looking at. With Kyler Murray's struggles early on, would that change maybe how you look at this? Maybe 5.5 is maybe that's gonna be tough to get to. Maybe we should go under on that.
You know, I think that this, it's a really tight number and it's very tough. I want to be bullish on the Arizona Cardinals because I love Kyler Murray. I was watching Kyler Murray in October last year. Not that this is like a revolutionary take by me, and I'm thinking to myself, my God, I want this guy to be the next quarterback of my favorite team, the New York Football Giants. So I love Kyler Murray. And I don't put a lot of stock in the first-team offensive struggles in the first couple of preseason games. You know, Kingsbury's not going to show the full hand for the air raid in these preseason games. We'll see that week one, Sunday, September 8th, against the Detroit Lions. But there are two things that are really going to hurt the Cardinals as far as that season-long win total is concerned. Number one, the offensive line is terrible. Now, you want to say Kyler Murray's got functional mobility, can move around? Absolutely. But, I mean, you'd rather have a good offensive line for a rookie quarterback. Then you go to the defense, which is awful, and Patrick Peterson is suspended. So I think that there is a chance that two things could both be true. Number one, this offense looks good in year one, and Kyler Murray's got a great rookie year as far as the stats are concerned. And number two, the wins and the losses are not there in year one for Kingsbury and Murray in Arizona.
All right, so college football starts this weekend. What are you liking early on in the season?
Well, I'll give you my pick here for Saturday's big game. You know, week zero of the college football season. Guys, I'm so excited for this one. It's going to be, like, surreal sitting down on Saturday, cracking open a cold beverage and watching Miami and Florida. Now, this line opened at 8 in favor of the Gators. The last time we saw Florida, they were demolishing, you know, Jim Harbaugh and Michigan in that ball game. I don't want to put a lot of stock into that. Michigan had its soul, its heart ripped out, Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom style against Ohio State. So I don't want to put a lot of stock in that game. And for Miami, the new coaching staff with Manny Diaz and Dan Enos, and they're going with the freshman, Jaren Williams. And I don't think there's a 7-point gap because that line has moved a point now. Florida, touchdown favorite. I don't think that there's a touchdown gap between these two teams. I think Miami's a little underrated coming into the season with that linebacking core, and Florida a little overrated. I give Miami a chance to pull the upset. So for me, it's the Hurricanes plus 7 on Saturday and a little sprinkle on that Miami money line.
Nick, I'm checking your Twitter, at the Costas, K-O-S-T-O-S. You also love Auburn laying 3 against Oregon at Jerry's World, August 31st. I think that's basically like a home game for Auburn compared to Oregon. Much more travel for the Ducks, so you like the Tigers. Neutral site, but leaning towards Auburn.
You know, there are going to be times when I kind of give a pick out, right? And I would love to kind of like bang the table for football explanation and say, well, this is the reason why. This is the matchup. It's going to be, you know, this team's secondary against this team's quarterback, and the quarterback can't read the defense, something like that. There are also going to be times when I'm going to give a pick, and the pick may not make a lot of sense in terms of actual football. This is one of those picks, and I'm going to explain why I like Auburn right now. I mean, with all the hype coming into the college football season, this is what I would ask you guys and what I would ask to the person that's listening to this right now. Yeah, that's right, you. I'm talking to you. How much hype have you heard about the Auburn Tigers coming into this season? Because for me, someone who's invested in this world, you hear nothing about Auburn with Jarrett Stidham now in the NFL and Gus Malzahn on the hot seat. All the hype in the SEC is going to Alabama and to Georgia and to LSU. And then we move to Oregon, right? And there's a lot of hype with the Oregon Ducks, a team that a lot of people expect to play for a Pac-12 championship with a quarterback who could be the number one overall pick in next April's draft in Justin Herbert. So with all the hype on one side and the pro quarterback on one side, here's my question. Why is Auburn favored in the game by a field goal? I think that people will look at that line, want to take the points with Oregon, and that leads me to believe Auburn wins this game by a touchdown or more. War damn Eagle, give me the Auburn Tigers.
Nick, it's been fun talking to you. It's Nick Costas. Check him out, radio.com, Sports Betting Insider, and at the Costas with a K on Twitter. Thanks, pal.
Thanks, Nick. Thanks, appreciate Nick. It, buddy.
Appreciate it, guys. You better, you bet. Coming up, first show today, guys, 6 to 10 p.m. Eastern, radio.com app. Really appreciate you and look forward to coming on again. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
And Nick was brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
Got some energy there,
Kate. He does, yes. He's pumped. He's ready.
He likes the under in week one. It's hard to argue with the logic.
He also likes the Skins catching the points.
Doesn't like them to win.
No, he doesn't like them to win. But you know what? 9 points is a lot in week one.
We're getting 9 points in week one? That's awfully disrespectful.
Catching nine.
I like my Skins, too. Dude, are you seeing on your sites... The Eagles, it's jumped out at me. Their total, I saw, was it 11? 10 and a half.
That's pretty hot.
What's the total you're seeing routinely on the Ravens?
I have them at 10 and a half as well.
10 and a half? I'm going under on the Eagles on that.
I've seen 8.5, 9.
8 for the Ravens?
Yeah,
I'm seeing 8 here. Yeah, I'm seeing 8.
Okay.
I might go over on that if the hype is real on Lamar. I might go.
I've got the Ravens at 8 on oddshark.com.
Yeah, it's probably a good number.
I wouldn't bet because
I'm trying to find one.
I wonder
just jumps
if
out
he's going to be able to hold up. You know what I mean? That's the great unknown. If he, let's say, he scales back the running to 10 carries per game, that's still a lot.
Right.
Like, is he going to get clipped? And definitely one of the preseason games I watched, he looked like he was about to run out of bounds. I don't know if you remember this play. And then he cut in and he took a
when
hit.
He scored?
It's like no. It wasn't a score. It was just scrambled to the left. It looked like he was about to go out of bounds, and he ducked in for like an extra yard or two, and the guys who were doing the broadcast were like, he needs to learn to run that out of bounds.
Now, if he gets nicked up, then you're relying on RG3 to get you
right.
to the 9 wins promise.
He's not even eligible right now, right?
He's banged up.
So banged up. I mean, I know the Dolphins are having their whole quarterback issues, but are you telling – the total I see for them is 4.5. Are they just poop?
Yes.
Are they just terrible?
Yeah, they have the longest odds in Vegas to win the Super Bowl.
You don't think they can win 5 games?
Of course they can.
Yeah, but I mean,
guess what? Those numbers.
You don't think if Fitzpatrick
are set.
Fitzpatrick, right? Is fighting.
Yep.
You don't think Fitzpatrick can lead them to five wins? Well, they're around forever.
It's dicey.
You already know he's only going to start.
He'll start
six or seven games,
and then he'll get benched, you know, because he'll have a five pick game.
Right.
But he's also going to have a four touchdown game.
Yeah, he'll probably have one or two spectacular starts and one or two dreadful starts. But they want to go to Rosen. That's what they want to. They're hoping that it works out for him.
Raiders, do they win more than six? Hard to imagine. With all that turmoil going on there
right
now.
Everything is swirling right now in Oakland.
What would you do on the Cardinals? So I mentioned Cardinals 5.5.
Probably take the under.
Under?
Rookie quarterback and Cliff Kingsbury bringing a brand new offense there. Under. These are my early leans.
But if the Bears won 12 games last year, the number I'm seeing is 9.
People think there's going to be some regression.
Step back, right?
Yep. They're betting on Kirk and the Vikings to rise up.
That's looking at all these numbers. Nothing jumps out at me.
That's because the guys in Vegas are generally pretty sharp.
I just don't know.
You
just don't know how it's going to play out.
800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Team which is generating a lot of buzz in the last few days. It's the Little League team from Loudoun. When I was at the Brewers game,
people are talking
Brewers
about
Nats game. There was a guy two rows behind me.
Yep,
I'm just sitting there watching the game, and he goes, "JP," and he says, "Got another no hitter going."
JP,
what the hell's he talking about? Got another no hitter going. They've had back to back no nos.
It's pretty impressive.
Is it the same kid?
They used three pitchers in the first game because there are rules for overusage.
Okay, good.
So, like, if you had one guy,
so
I don't know.
So, just send that to Davey Martinez for Doolittle.
They need that for Davey Martinez.
Can somebody send him those rules ASAP?
Gotcha.
And so, this one was a crushed Coon Rapids, Minnesota, 11-0 in a four-inning mercy rule shortened game. But Justin Lee, who was the pitcher, didn't allow a single hit. Or the second straight
How
no
old are
hitter.
These kids? Are they 12? 12 and under? Is that what it is?
I think that's right.
I think 11 and 12.
It's that age where some have hit puberty and some haven't because it was just on in the background. And I think it was a team from Venezuela. And the manager went to the mound. And there was one kid that appeared to be, you know, close to 6 feet tall. I'm just guessing that the manager was 6 feet tall. Mm-hmm. And then there was another kid that was like a foot and a half shorter.
Right.
It's that weird age where, you know, some kids hit that growth spurt early.
I used to love to watch the Little League World Series, especially when I was younger, because you see kids doing it. It's so cool. But I got to say, I haven't watched it probably in 15 years.
Yeah, I haven't sat down and watched like a full game, but the team.
I don't watch it at all.
The local team is generating some buzz.
I should start watching.
Maybe they're going to end up winning it all.
When do they play again?
Good question.
I think it's Wednesday night.
Yeah, I thought it was Wednesday.
I believe it's Wednesday night.
So are these games like on ESPN like every day? Or like how's all this working, the coverage?
Oh. Yeah, it seems like it's on every day.
I think the games are on every day.
They are.
A few games every day.
Maybe I should be watching. I know my nephew's going up. He's going up to Cooperstown, and he's playing in like a baseball tournament all week. And I think some of it's like Little League stuff, Little League games.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then the other thing which kind of went viral was there was a hitter from Venezuela.
I saw this. It's a wackadoo bit.
I don't think he did it.
Oh, I saw he squatted down?
Yeah, he did. He squatted completely down.
That has to be against the rules.
To draw a walk?
So that his elbows hit his knees.
So there's no strike zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what happened? Did he get a walk?
I don't think he stuck with it. I think maybe they called a strike. Does anybody have exactly what happened? Like, what went viral is that he did it?
Yeah.
I didn't really see anything about the result.
They called a strike? How did
they call
a strike?
Got him out of there.
Well, it should be illegal. You shouldn't be allowed to just contort your body into such a way that there's no strike zone whatsoever.
I like the thinking outside the box, though.
There's in the article which
hilarious.
I read, they said that probably these people, you know, in the crazy world of analytics, how it's changed baseball with outfield shifts, everybody going for home runs and that sort of thing, that this might be the start of a trend. Like all the analytics people will probably say, you know, they always say a walk is as good as a hit.
So how many times are they showing the replay over and over on NBC Sports Washington? How many pitches did he take? Is it just the same pitch they're showing over and over?
In this article, I read that he gave himself up on the first pitch.
He did. And then he went back to his normal stance.
And it was called a strike, and then I guess he was fine.
Well, that's maybe it's like, you know, when guys will, like, fake a bunt, and then, you know, right, and then they pull it back.
Right.
And then they'll just do their normal at bat. Maybe that's what you do on your first pitch. You just get down. You're going to take anyway. You're going to get down and have your elbows at the ground.
Yeah, another thing I wanted to bring up was, and we talked about this, I guess, on Thursday or Friday, whenever it happened, but the you know, NBA season is still a month and a half, 2 months away, really. But the Lakers suffered a big loss because they actually signed DeMarcus Cousins in the offseason to go alongside LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
I know you were going with this.
So they have a void at center, and they apparently are reaching out to Cakes' favorite center, Dwight Howard.
Oh, that's...
Well, they need some help.
They're seriously reaching out to Dwight Howard.
Those are the reports. Dwight Howard is under contract now with the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah, but he's going to get waived at some point.
Right. And so the Lakers, who need a big man, I think they still have JaVale McGee.
Yeah. Mm. So they have JaVale McGee and Dwight Howard in the same locker room. Best of luck to you if that's the case.
I'm surprised Dwight Howard's not on Team USA.
He might be. I think
it's a poo-poo team, right, Case.
Dwight Howard is one of probably the top five guys who just irritates Cakes. Like, he gets really passionate and fired up.
For a while I did, but then I realized, well, he only played, like, what, 9 games in a Wizards uniform? He was here for one season. Why would I let him
affect the whole tenure, like, irked you? The fact that they signed
him. Because
at the
beginning I said that's a terrible signing. Why is he?
I kind of liked it because the year before they signed him, didn't he average like 15-9 or something? He had like a pretty good year.
Yeah,
the year
before. You and I were on board
but
with
he's
that.
Always,
I know he's a cancer.
I thought they were going to be
he's
a better
locker
team.
Room distraction, right. And he's just, you don't want him in anywhere around your team, poisoning your teammates.
By the way, I got to give a shout out to everybody that sent me money on Venmo. I mean, it was
how
just
much
hilarious.
Did you make?
Let me see, $80. $80.42.
It's quite a score.
In fact, I got woken up. I thought it was a text message at 7 in the morning. I wondered if something was going on. And I looked. No, it was just somebody hooking me with $5. So, thank you. Now I'm going to use this because I actually need
names to give them the attention dollars.
Oh, do you want me to give them the attention dollars?
That's what Jason did.
Let me see. How do I do that? Tim Connolly gave me $15. Nick Ratcliffe gave me $5. John Boatwright gave me $1.
You should set a limit. Like, the minimum's 20.
If you want to mention.
If you get your name on air.
You just gave John Boatwright a mention for $1.
I mean, you can't just let.
All right, you're right. $20.
Like, you can't let some squeaker.
You want to mention Eric-Bickle-3.
Now, Valdez will crowbar it in for 10.
Yeah, I mean, you can. Sliding scale. Yeah.
But I'm going to actually use this for the first time now because I forgot my wallet today.
You know what?
So I wanted to get my oatmeal. So I used Drabby's credit card, right? And I bought my oatmeal with his credit card.
How much does oatmeal go for?
How much was it? Like $1.80 or something? So I'm going to now Venmo you $1.80.
That's $2.
Yeah, $2.
What, is it big?
Service charge.
Inconvenience.
Yeah, you were pretty inconvenient. Pretty inconvenient.
It also cost me money to send it to my bank account.
It's an electronic shell game.
Are there fees associated with this? I don't even realize.
If you want it the same day, I thought.
25 cents.
For what?
For same day transfer.
Huh. All right, so if I want to transfer a little bit of my nublets to Drabby, how do I do it?
Well, make sure you search Drab T-shirt, first of all.
What's that again, Drab? What's
Drab T-shirt.
Okay. You want to spell it?
Drab T-shirt. Are you sure it's you?
Positive.
Because if you gave money to, like, my name on Instagram or whatever,
Rick, there's a picture.
You're gonna give it to the wrong person.
This is a sad.
Okay, anybody can put a picture of you.
There's not fake Drab T-shirt accounts out there.
You know what? I'm too silly to scrounge around for cheap Venmo bucks like a lot of the other people.
All right, so now I found you. How do I pay you $1.80?
There's a button on there that says pay.
Again, Valdez, I'm begging you. Can you get the audio of EB grilling me about a month ago, calling me a squeaker when I was thanking a golf course?
No, JP, we've realized that EB's likes money for himself, but you're obsessed with other people's money.
That could be the difference. Somebody just paid me 69
just
cents.
Get no, the rant. Get nothing. No mention.
Oh, yeah, I'm not mentioning his name, though. He's getting no mention.
None.
Getting no mention. It might not work. It should work. Oh, pay. Okay, got to give you $2. I'm paying you right now, Matt Cahill.
It reminds me, I do have to ship Bodie some chips for
yes, you
our
do.
Fantasy league.
I have to do it, too.
I'm going to say, what's it for? Oatmeal.
Use an emoji.
Scintillating. Yeah, definitely yeah. Use an emoji. Maybe Drab will kiss you later.
Yeah. If you use an emoji, Drab will hook
this
you.
This is the new low. Okay.
It's the new low.
Yeah, I just
it
paid
doesn't
you.
Get any lower.
I just paid right. You.
Got to get out of here for
Eric KCB. Eric-Pickle-3.
I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Grant Danny. Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.